Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word on this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode is the 30th of January 2020. Today in history, King Charles was beheaded for treason under the direction of Oliver Cromwell. In 1933, Adolf Hitler was appointed Chancellor of Germany. In 1935, President Andrew Jackson survived the first assassination attempt on a US president. In 1948, Mahatma Gandhi was assassinated in New Delhi by a religious fanatic. And in Londonderry, in 1972, 13 Roman Catholics were killed by British troops during a banned civil rights march known now as Bloody Sunday. So basically, today in history was an extremely violent day. And appropriately, our guest today is the absolutely brutal, ruthless but fair, Nato Green. Welcome.
Hello, Alice. I'd like to update you that it is true that I'm brutal, ruthless, and fair. We did capture Elon Musk finally and have been torturing him at great length, mostly by making him listen to women speak.
back up a few steps, Nato. Last time we had you on, you were holed up in a Cinnabon and a cheesecake factory. You managed to escape and get through the bulletproof glass of the Tesla truck?
We didn't get through the bulletproof glass of the Cybertruck, but Elon Musk was so busy promenading around his Cybertruck that he was easy to nab from the outside. He was ghost riding the whip of the Cybertruck, and it made him easy pickings. So, as usual, his hubris is what brought him down.
I mean, the bigger they strut, the harder they fall. That's what they say. Coming up today, we will be looking to Nato, our man of the hour, for some parenting advice because today's show is all about parenting news. Of course, first we'll be flipping through some parenting headlines from around the world. And in the news today, the most popular parenting trend that's being projected for 2020 has been labelled the Greta Effect in honour of teen activist Greta Thunberg, where parents around the world are deciding to take their political cues from children as young as 5 months old. After the success of the Wiggles rule in Italy, apparently this is giving us a new direction for our distribution of resources, including things like more milk for everyone and please change my nappy. A popular parenting blogger with millions of online followers has apologized after receiving backlash for her post about leaving her newborn children in the snow with an iPad for the gods to decide on their fitness to live, suggesting that she should not have been giving iPads to newborn children. While American workplaces are pushing for more flexibility for working mums by opening up some bring-your-child-to-work factory spaces, which include creche areas and child-sized assembly lines for little hands. Now, we have our classified section with, of course, child and parent-friendly advertisements. The Messy Me Messy Clutch Bag and Mini Mat Review, which is apparently coming out soon. It's a clutch bag that promises to organise your mess as you carry it. So for parents who are very busy and under pressure and cannot bring themselves to clean up after themselves, this small robotised handbag will organise everything, but also don't leave it in your bedroom while you sleep, or you might find yourself organised into small compartments, if you know what I mean. This is a classified ad for a meetup group. Join us each week on Wednesday. We are the Mucus Community, featuring all parents and children who are sick at the same time but still want to go outside without making anyone else sick. Share all your illnesses in a playground with the Mucus Community. I'm into that. And
Mucus Community, if quarantining wasn't a catchy enough name for you.
Do you have a fussy baby? Is your baby fretful but not hungry and still has a clean nappy? Try half a glass of water. Put half a glass of water in your baby and see what happens. It can't be the wrong thing to do. Half a glass of water, funded by the Parenting Community of North Arkansas. Got a very small fire starting in your home? Can't blow out a candle? Accidentally caught your sleeve in the edge of your stovetop? Try half a glass of water. It's wet, it's there, and if you act fast enough, you won't need more than one. Half a glass of water, the solution to all your very specific spot fire needs. Spoken by Alice Fraser for the Tiny Firefighting Service. Please speak to your local emergency services for any larger fire needs. Note, half a glass of water also contains half a glass of air, so please avoid putting air on your fire by accident. It only makes things worse. It's hard having children in a world where the value of parenting is sublimated to your function within an inhumane capitalist organism that only values you as an economic unit. How do you show your love to your child when you have to pay for them too? Privacy obliterators Clearview have launched a Rate Your Baby app where you can enter a picture of your baby into the app, thereby preempting their consent to having their faces on an AI database before they're even old enough to say surveillance state. In return, you get to find out what percentile your baby ranks on in a worldwide cuteness scale. Clearview. Quantify love in measurable units. It's not a substitute for parenting, but let's pretend it is.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Last Post.
Let's go to our top story for today, Nato Green.
As a parent of a baby, every single thing will, every product that you might buy will either make your baby a well-adjusted genius using the wisdom of indigenous people accumulated over centuries, or will kill your baby instantly. As a parent, everything in the world goes from being a thing that it is what it is to being seen as a choking hazard. So if your baby does choke, you don't thump them on the back. This is well known to cause scoliosis and gout. What you do is you hold them face down and sort of place your hand on their upper abdomen and then thump them on the back. kind of like a baby Heimlich maneuver. But in the event of choking, you do have other options besides the Heimlich maneuver. Let's say your child gags on a bit of carrot. There's also the Hindenburg maneuver, in which you dislodge the carrot by setting fire to a Zeppelin. There's the Heisenberg maneuver, in which you throw your baby fast enough that the sheer velocity forces the carrot outside the body, because if you know your baby has attained sufficient momentum, you cannot simultaneously know for sure that the carrot is still inside. There is Hadrian's maneuver, in which you build a wall to prevent invading naked blue people from Scotland. There's the Habsburg maneuver, in which the carrot is dislodged by spending centuries fighting off invading Ottomans, as well as invading throw pillows, invading cozy blankets, and invading home entertainment systems. And finally, there's the Himmler maneuver, in which you dislodge the carrot by killing all the Jews. Look, I mean, for all this and more in my forthcoming book, Maneuvering My Children to Adulthood Safely.
I mean, I am going to buy that book. Remember to plug that in the plugs section. And now it's time for your letters to the editor. Remember, you can write a letter in at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. This week's letter is for you, NATO. It's a complaint on your episode last week. It says, Dear Alice, you had NATO Green on last week's Last Post, and he kept talking about home decor. But how can he claim to be a communist and also pay rent? Yours sincerely, Mr. Monopoly. What have you got to say to that, NATO?
Nothing's too good for the proletariat.
Well, it's like someone who said to me, you can't be a feminist and wear makeup. I was like, well, you've also got to live in the world as imperfect as it is.
The core of Marxism is dialectics. The world is propelled forward through contradictions. I embrace my own contradictions.
Look, I am a big advocate of doing things not very well, but at least trying. I feel like that is the antidote to cancel culture, is like, yeah, we're all a bit shit. Dear Alice, I'm not sure if I want to have children, but I'm about the age where I should have children. At least people seem to say so. Should I have children? NATO Green, as someone with children, how do you feel about this? Do you think they should have children or not?
I believe in consent, and I think people should definitely have children if they would enjoy having children. I think people should not have children at all if they're doing it just to keep up with the Joneses or the Frasers or the Greens or what have you.
The Last Post is a Something Else in Bugle podcast's production. I am Alice Fraser, and your guest today was NATO Green. NATO, have you got anything to plug?
Just find me at NATO Green on Twitter, Mr. NATO Green on the Instagrams.
And, of course, your book.
Oh, and don't forget my book, Maneuvering My Children to Adulthood Safely, coming out very soon. It'll be available for distribution only by library.
Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. You can listen again tomorrow. If you have not listened before, please listen back to previous editions. They will help make sense of tomorrow's edition.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.